Okay, here we are again for part two of Sexual Alchemy, the Cosmic Amrita Chronicles, so Sexual Alchemy and the Lunar Cycles. And just as a note, this is part two. Just as a note that what I'm sharing is what you can work with on a conscious level. This is not something that you're going to, or unless you are tuning into the energy, you're not going to, more than likely, you might, but more than likely, your life will go on as usual. Okay. What I'm sharing is a ritualized way to work with the energy of the masculine and feminine energies that always are in interplay in our lives. The lunar cycle really shows this, the solar cycle really shows this throughout the year. So this is just one way of consciously connecting with the cycles, the energies. So just wanted to make that clear. Okay, now we are moving into right now the first part. We covered the phases, from the new moon through the gibbous. Now we're moving into the full phase. And during the full phase, it's a time where you will see a reflection of yourself and your desires reflected back to you. This is our mirror energy. It's about relationships. It doesn't necessarily have to be relationships to a physical person. It could be relationship to your wealth, relationship to your health, relationship to your work, your children, whatever. It's a relationship cycle. And this is also a full feminine energy that we're working in now. We've transformed in the gibbous phase to or released the masculine surrender to the feminine. They're always a balance happening, but it's more, we're moving over more towards the receiving end. And it is very important to stand in your feminine energy. At this time, if you choose to work with this cycle in this way, and many people may have difficulty with full moon energy because we don't honor the feminine in this culture as much as we can or should. Or I don't like to use the word should, but we're always in overdrive. We're always in moving forward, moving forward, moving forward. We very rarely allow ourselves to be on the receiving end, to surrender. And that's where the juice of the cycle really happens, is that you get a chance to, if you're sensitive to this energy, you can get a chance, you have the opportunity to receive what you really have been asking for. And now it may come in a different guise than what you originally thought you were going to be receiving. This is very common, but you will get a reflection of where you truly are. You have to, and in order to really receive that reflection, it's necessary, or be, it's really a good time to allow the personal ego wants of how you feel the vision should be, and allow yourself to be shown what it is and what may be necessary to further nurture and manifest what it is that you want. Because you're not on this planet in your life alone. You do interact energetically all the time with everything that is truly orgasmic. That we are sharing energy and releasing energy all the time, whether it's to a plant, an animal, the bum on the street, whatever. We're always in this together. So during the full moon energy, you really are connecting and receiving from others, from your significant others. And often this information can come through your dreams, through hunches, and also a very good signal is when you're receiving messages, is that it will come through sound. Sound is what is activated during the full moon energy. So pay attention to what people say. Pay attention to the music that comes on unexpectedly, or even the commercials, or children are really good channelers for messages. So this is a 3-day period that it's very important and very good to hear and listen to what is being shared. Now we're moving out of the full into the disseminating phase. That's the phase right after the full moon. You begin to hear the messages and receive messages in the full, and the disseminating phase is full on. Okay, you will get direct hit information from others in life itself, which again can include ways and affirmations of that your vision and what you want is manifesting. It could actually manifest. The full moon is a time to celebrate no matter what, because it's a time when we will receive what it is that we've asked for. It may not be in the form, but you will receive what you've asked for. And then the disseminating phase, it's your time to share as well, okay, with others. So it's really the time where the feminine is really in the masculine in that sexual alchemy phase. If it does not occur where you're manifesting what you feel that you want or need, not even need, but what you require, then it just means that more uncovering, more revelation needs to happen. So this is a period of communication. It really is more of a, even more so, because in the full phase, the communication can be intuitive. This will be speaking. This will be showing you exactly where things are for you. It's the time to be open to the messengers who will give you insight on what you need to know to go to the next phase in manifesting, if you're choosing to use this energy consciously. Now, during the third phase, the third quarter, you'll become aware of what is needed for completion after all of this revelation and interacting. You should be clearer on where things are for you. There could also be some disappointment during this phase. You may not have manifested what you want. The reasons may or may not be clear, but you will have a clearer picture of what is going on. And it's important at this point that you do realize that there is more information, more revelation, and to just start the process of revisioning, okay? You should have enough information at this point to maybe take things back to the drawing board, or just sit with the energy of what has transpired and allow it to teach you. It's the beginning of the cleansing and renewal phase. It's also a time when the feminine energy plants seed into the male energy, okay, of what, and that's what I mean by sitting with the energy and allowing it to instruct you right now. And to you're being seeded for the next cycle, basically, and the next new moon cycle when the masculine takes over again. So that is a good, you know, that is where things are with the third quarter. And in the final quarter, we are moving into the balsamic phase. This is the letting go of everything that has occurred in this cycle that has happened. It is definitely a time of purification and release. Acceptance of a higher way is being called for. Again, this is not ego time. This is a time to really sit with the energies that are present, to prepare for the next cycle in confidence, self-confidence. The male energies are, you know, beginning to rise, so to speak, and they are focused, the energies are focused more in the mind rather than through action. So you're really kind of like just in a state where you're allowing the cleansing process to happen. And if the cycle has worked out for you in a way that where you are manifesting, this is a time to give back and give thanks. It's also a time where you can really get insight, that where that dark time of the moon, the balsamic through the first few days, couple of days of the new, is a time where you can really do your divination, oracles, and get a lot of good insight. It's a good time to do cleansing baths, cleansing rituals, anything where you want to release energies is the balsamic to the second day of the new moon. And just to go over very quickly what the senses that are activated during the phases for the new moon and the gibbous phase, we're working with our emotional body. Remember, that is the new body where you're really acting on your emotional desires. Very strong emotion needs to be involved. And that also is activating the sense of sight. Now for the crescent and the third quarter phase, That's the etheric body that's activated, and that is the taste, smell, and touch. And that's very sensual. Smells, food, massage, all of those things are very natural expressions for the etheric body. That's closest to our physical, and that's another place where imprinting, instinctual energies are imprinted. Now, the next body that's activated is the pranic body, and that's activated at the first quarter and disseminating phase. Movement, energy is moving, and anything where you're moving, you know, anything, dance, tai chi, yoga, whatever. This is just breathing, exercises, walking, walking meditations, moving meditations, anything where the energy is moving out into the world or out, you don't want to keep it to you. You want to move it out. So that's during the first quarter and the disseminating phase. And the last body, if you want to look at it that, you're looking at the mental body. The full and balsamic phase is when the mental body is activated. And again, this is hearing. This is the connected to the heart, the ears. So that's in a nutshell what we're working with during these cycles. It might be a lot to, digest, and that's exactly what I suggest you do, is just digest and work with the cycles on your own, and just play with the energy as it comes up, see what works for you, and then design your own rituals and ceremonies, if you will, around that. So that's it. I do thank you, and I do suggest that you keep a journal or keep, you know, I always go the shamanic way, which I love working in ceremony, keep doing visual, like they call them now, vision boards, I guess. I've always just looked at it as shamanic art, you know, put your energy into some visuals that and call in your powers, the eight directions, and create art, create things that will remind you of what you're doing and why you're doing it. And be prepared to work in a cycle. It may take a few months to work through some stuck energy, but just keep doing it. Keep working with it. It does work. It does. I have found that it works very well. Sometimes, just like everybody else, I forget the healing tools that we all have. This is another one. I'm sure you have your own. But be prepared to work in a particular cycle each month on an issue until it's resolved or there's clarity on the best path for the continued healing. And as always, I do thank you for listening, and have a blessed time in your life. Peace.